This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Earlier this fall, the Trump administration announced a new annual cap on the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. It's been cut from 30,000 to 18,000 people. That's not only affecting resettlement agencies, it's also affecting schools. KERA's Stella Chavez reports it's changing how the Fort Worth School District is teaching some of its newcomers.
Sharon Darnell spends most of the school day going from class to class.
Okay, we're going where the clock is, the door right below the clock.
Darnell is a specialized English as a second language teacher. She pushes a cart with word flashcards, books, and sound charts to her next stop.
Okay, so if I ask you one of these words, could you tell me what it means? Avoid. What does avoid mean?
To set.
To stay.
To stay away. From.
Good job.
Okay, this fourth grader from Rwanda is one of 30 English language learners Darnell works with at Seminary Hills Park Elementary. The school's in South Fort Worth, across the street from apartments where a lot of families from other countries live.
We support areas where the students are lacking either some English or some background knowledge, but they do need the basics of English, so sounds of words, vowel sounds, phonics.
For the last few years, the school district's seen its number of refugee students decline. Add in the recent cap imposed by the Trump administration, and there are no longer enough new arrivals to continue the Language Center program in elementary schools. Prior to this school year, the district had language centers at 13 elementary campuses. Students whose native language isn't English or Spanish were placed there with the goal of transitioning them to a regular classroom in 2 years. Karen Neal oversees the district's ESL program.
The reason we changed our program is because we were predicting to have 50 immigrant students across the district at the elementary school level.
And 50 refugee students spread throughout several schools isn't enough to justify language centers. There are fewer older students, too.
We have lost a lot of our numbers at middle school. We still have larger numbers at high school, but depending upon what the federal government does with immigration, you know, at any moment that may change.
This school year, there's a specialized ESL teacher at 11 elementary schools with the highest number of English language learners. They come from all over the world.
Honduras and the South African countries. And previously, when the refugee camps were still open in Nepal and Myanmar, we had larger numbers of those students.
Sharon Darnell used to teach her own beginner's class for English learners. There was also a class for intermediate students. Now, she pulls kids out of their classrooms or works alongside their regular teacher.
So this year, I'm having my beginners and my intermediates in the same group in the same classroom. So I'm seeing students who need to learn their ABCs along with students who can read a little bit already.
On this morning, Darnell pops into a classroom where students are learning vocabulary words.
Hey, Jelaine, you learned about distraction. Do you remember what it means?
Yes, it's something that makes people or animals want to look away or think about something else.
Okay. Do we need to be focused sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, so we...
Darnell says the best thing about her job, her students are eager to learn. Some didn't have enough schooling in the countries they came from, and some went through unimaginable trauma.
They've seen bombs go up. They've seen people get blown away. They've seen guns come out and kill their family members. They've been without food, without clothing.
And that's why she understands if her students struggle to learn new words or forget to do their homework. It's also why she'll keep teaching, no matter how many times her job description changes. I'm Stella Chavez in Fort Worth.